At Tuesday's House subcommittee hearing, passenger advocate Kevin Mitchell warned that the combined carrier wouldn't just cut competition, it might also limit publication of fares. He said it had happened before when American Airlines would only publish online fares on orbits. He said U.S. Airways thwarted the move at the time by not going along. But he says if American now swallows U.S. Airways, it will succeed and other airlines will follow.
The problem is no publicly available fares and schedules will be available anymore. It kills transparency. I'll get a deal that's crafted just for me, and I'll have nowhere to go to compare it publicly to see if I really got a good deal at all.
But Clifford Winston wasn't buying the argument. Considered an expert on airline pricing, he's with the Brookings Institution.
It is absolutely ludicrous to think that an airline will think, hey, a really good strategy is to not have transparent prices for people who fly all the time, who probably have these things memorized, and all of a sudden one day they don't know what they are. I mean, talk about a way of alienating customers.
Members of Congress also worried that workers would pay a price in both lower salaries and lost benefits if this deal goes through. American Airlines Senior Vice President Gary Kennedy said the airline worked hard with union members on a contract they were all satisfied with.
When we structured our new contracts with our organized labor groups, we did so in a way that would provide to the company productivity improvements, but would also provide for pay increases for our employees. And we now have new six-year contracts.
House representatives also worried about losing flights in some of the carrier's hub cities they represent. But U.S. Airways Vice President Stephen Johnson tried to calm those concerns.
We're very happy with the hubs that we have. As Mr. Kennedy said, they're geographically diverse. They're functionally diverse. They all work for the separate airlines, so we anticipate they'll be very successful after the merger. But we don't anticipate adding any hubs.
Congressional approval is not required for this merger, but a Justice Department okay is. Observers expect it will be approved. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.